Jones. Sunnyside, Kurrumbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 9th, 1900. Dear Brother Jones, we have some thought that it may be our duty to visit America, to remain there 1 year, and then return to Australia. But this seems to be a great undertaking. I know not that I shall succeed in receiving sufficient evidence that the Lord would have me take this step, which means so much to me and to those who will accompany me. If I could feel perfectly at rest to remain here and go on with my bookmaking, I would be very much pleased, because the climate suits me so well. I have not before been burdened in regard to going to America, but now I cannot keep my mind at rest. I am planning for the journey, yet have as yet no special light on the subject. I want to know and do the will of God. If I am to go to America, I do not think I should wait until the winter sets in America. I would prefer to be in America at this time. The boat we wish to go by leaves in 3 months, but W.C. White does not think we shall be able to leave here for 6 months. But if we do this, we shall reach America in the winter season, and this I do not like to think of. May the Lord direct us, is my prayer. We wish to do just the right thing. We see so much we ought to set in operation here that if we go, it will be like tearing ourselves away. I have not yet seen the time when I have felt perfectly free to leave this large, destitute field. But the work will go on just the same if we leave it now. It will not ravel out. But it will be hard for me to leave my workers, Marion, Sister Peck, and Maggie. I will have my editors go with me. I do not wish to break in new hands. I have thought for some time now that I ought to have something coming in from the Desire of Ages. As yet I have received nothing, and we very much need some returns for the work we have carried on for the last 10 years in the production of this book. How does my account stand? I do not think the arrangement is altogether as it should be. I should have received a certain sum monthly, notwithstanding my part of the cost of publication. I have not been able to settle with my workers. If I do not receive, I cannot possibly impart to others their due. But I suppose this will come out all right. I hope I shall be cheerful about the matter and not grumble over things I cannot help. I would have been very pleased to see 2, yes, 3 small meeting houses erected near here before I leave. One in Dora Creek, one in Morisset, and one in Martinsville. I shall make provision for these buildings, and I hope soon to see them going up. We must have them. But I have been writing now since 2 o'clock this morning, and must close. In love,